Like it or not, we live on a spiritual battlefield. And when the gates of hell fling open and the devil throws everything at us, including the kitchen sink, we have a choice. We can either capitulate or we can stand firm. And as it turns out, standing firm has everything to do with living in victory. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be with you again. Today, we're going to check out this spiritual battle that we're all in. We'll look at it from a different perspective. And stick with me, because at the end of today's message, I'll be telling you about a special booklet that I'd love to send you to help you live in the victory that Jesus died and rose again to give you. For 10 years or so, between 1977 and 1987, I served in the Australian Army. One of the things they taught us while I was at the Officer Training Academy, the Royal Military College, was the role of every corps in the Army. We had to memorise these word for word, and I can tell you that the role of the infantry is to seek out and close with the enemy, to kill or capture him, to seize and to hold ground, to repel attack by day or by night, regardless of season, weather or terrain. At the end of the day, fighting the battle is about seizing a piece of ground, capturing it and holding on to it. You win if you beat the other force that you're fighting against, take the ground and hang on to it, even when they counterattack. That's what winning is in a war. And strangely enough, that's exactly what victory is when we're fighting the battles of life. When the enemy, the devil, comes after us with a pickaxe, when the circumstances of life counterattack and threaten to throw us off our game, it's about taking the ground that God has given us, the parcel that He's allotted to us in our lives, whatever that is, taking it and hanging on to it through thick and thin. God wants us to be victorious. He wants us to be more than conquerors. And today on the program, we're going to discover how. Have a listen to what the Apostle Paul writes. A great passage. You may be familiar with it. It comes from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 to 13. Paul says to his friend in Ephesus, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and the strength of his power. Put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our struggle is not against enemies of blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God so that you may be able to withstand on that evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm." See, the devil comes to attack. Paul's telling us to be strong in the strength of God's power, not my power, not your power, not our own, but in God's, so that we may be able to withstand on the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. It's exactly what we talked about at the beginning of the program. Winning the war is about standing firm and holding the ground. Now, please, when I talk about being victorious and grabbing onto what God's given us in life and hanging onto it, I am not talking about some selfish, blab it and grab it kind of faith, where it's all about me, where it's about having a bigger house and a nicer car and finer clothes. All those things are nice, but in the scheme of things, they're rubbish compared to the real thing. Here's what God has planned for us. His peace and His joy and His goodness and His power to live our lives in obedience to Him, His love that we can share with a lost and hurting world. God has such riches planned for you and me, but they're not the riches of this world. In fact, they're the exact opposite. Jesus puts it this way. You can read it for yourself in Matthew chapter 13, verse 44. Jesus says, "Look, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field." God's riches are so good that we trade everything we have for them. I have to tell you, that's so true. I have a joy and a peace and a quiet confidence in God today that I wouldn't give up for all the tea in China. I don't care what baubles, how much money you dangle under my nose. I am not interested. No way. The world wants to rob us of the peace and the joy of God. The devil wants to rob us of those things. Do you want to have peace and joy today? Well, we all do. But along comes someone who's nasty and unfair and talks behind our backs and threatens our jobs and our security. It happens, doesn't it? So many things and people and devils out there want to rob us of that which Jesus purchased for you and me at the price of his life on that cross on Calvary. We live on a battlefield. And in a battle, you can't have victory without courage. Courage is about standing and fighting when every fibre in your being is screaming at you to run and hide. See, it takes courage to stand secure when someone's being nasty and undermining us and threatening us. It takes courage to love them and turn the other cheek when what we really want to do is run and hide in our old sinful ways, where we give them back the same rubbish they're dishing up to us. So the question is how? I want to share with you today a single passage, just two short verses from the Bible that is so powerful. I believe that it's going to breathe a mighty courage into your spirit. Are you ready? It comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 13 and 14. Keep alert, stand firm in your faith, be courageous, be strong. Let all that you do be done in love. This is the Apostle Paul at the end of a pretty stern letter to his friends in the church in Corinth. I want to unpack those words just briefly because there's such power in them. The Bible is God's word. It is the power to change. Look how Paul starts off here. Keep alert. In other words, open your eyes. We expect life to be rosy and peaches and cream and comfortable and warm and pleasant, but it is not like that all the time. Tough things happen. Keep alert. Keep your eyes open. Expect some bad things to happen. Expect the devil to come after you with a pickaxe. This is powerful stuff. Instead of being surprised when some curveball comes out of nowhere, we're ready. We're alert. One of the greatest weapons any enemy has in battle is the element of surprise. He attacks when we least expect him. And that's what the devil does. But if we're ready and alert, it has far less impact on us. Keep alert. The next thing is stand firm in your faith. Be courageous. Be strong. That's what having courage means. That's where courage comes from. Not from self-confidence, not from self-reliance or relying on our bank balance or our positional status or anything else. It comes from trusting in God. When the devil comes after us with a meat cleaver, when the circumstances we face in life are so profoundly overwhelming, stand firm believing in God. He hasn't fallen off his twig. He's not surprised, not shocked, not frightened. Stand firm and believe in him. Joshua chapter 1 verse 9. I hereby command you, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. That's why we can stand firm, because God is in this place with us, no matter what anyone hurls at us. And finally, let all that you do be done in love. See, this is the important bit. We're not fighting battles and winning victories for our own selfish ends. We're winning the victory of faith, knowing that we can overcome, knowing that God is in that furnace with us. 1 John chapter 5 verse 4 says this, whatever is born of God conquers the world, and this is the victory that conquers the world, our faith. I don't care what you're facing right now, what affliction, what toil, what rejection, what loss, what insecurity, whatever it is, God's plan right smack bang in the middle of that calamity for you and for me is for us to be more than conquerors in him who loves us. That's the plan, that's the victory, that's the power. So here it is, keep alert, stand firm in your faith. Be courageous, be strong, let all that you do be done in love. It's not always that easy to overcome the battles in life, whether they're battles that we're fighting on the outside or battles from within. The enemy will always attack us at our weakest point, whether that happens to be in a situation or a relationship, or whether it's in the way we see ourselves and in our relationship with God. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet called The Sweet Taste of Victory. It's full of life-changing, practical Bible teaching to help you live in the victory that Jesus has already won for you on that cross and through the empty tomb. In fact, at the end of each chapter, there are some life application questions to help you receive and reflect on God's word. And then apply what he's saying to you right into the realities of your life. To request your copy, stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.